إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فلا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، everyone has an appointment with Allah. The appointment is going to be either in this life or the life after. There's an appointment that Allah is going to doom someone and destroy him in this life before the life after. You got a date set for you that Allah is going to destroy someone special that Allah specifies in the Quran in this life before the life after. We look in the Quran and in the Sunnah to see the solution to our present day problems. We open the media. We see everyone attacking the Muslims. Everyone want to get a bite out of the Muslims. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you're out in a desert and everyone wants to nab a piece of meat, piece of flesh out of you. And that's how you see the Ummah today. But I say, everyone has an appointment with Allah in this life. And I mean about those, the oppressors. Allah said in the Quran, وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا. And look at the towns, how we destroyed them. Look at the nations, how we destroyed them. Look at the superpowers, how we destroyed them. When? وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا. There's a date set for their destruction. When? When the oppression reaches its peak. وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا. The appointment is set. Everyone who destroys or tries to kill or massacre or oppress, when they reach their peak in doing it, their appointment of destruction with Allah is there. That's what Allah said in the Quran. That's why you see in the Quran, Fir'aun is mentioned 67 times in the Quran. Fir'aun in the Quran, 67 times, when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is only mentioned a couple of times. Why? I used to be astonished, especially when I was young, memorizing the Quran. Why? Nearly every other surah, you got the story of Fir'aun. Not only the story of Fir'aun, you got the quotes of Fir'aun in the Quran. The question is why? Why does Allah pay so much attention and put it in the Quran for the whole ummah to read until the judgment day? Fir'aun, he did what he did. He died in the time of Musa. But Allah is trying to tell us something. There isn't one Fir'aun. No. There isn't one Fir'aun. You're going to keep getting more Fir'aun who say the same words as Fir'aun, as you're going to see in a minute. There was one Fir'aun who opposed Musa, but he's symbolic to the coming Fir'aun that are going to come after him, who are going to massacre Muslims. إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ عَلَى فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah said in Surah Al-Qasas, إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ عَلَى فِي الْأَرْضِ. Fir'aun becomes supreme in this earth, superpower. That's what Fir'aun was. The Fir'aun of Bani Israel, the Fir'aun of Musa, he became a superpower. عَلَى فِي الْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيعًا. He made the people categories. One he would annihilate, one he would kill, يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِنْهُمْ يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاهُمْ. He made those categories. Some he kept under his control. Others, I gotta massacre them, slaughter them, I gotta bomb them, I gotta drop tons of bombs on their heads and annihilate them. He didn't have bombs, but he used the methods he had back then. Fir'aun repeats himself again and again, سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. The trend of Allah repeats itself, and you will never ever see the trend of Allah going wrong. The trend of Allah repeats itself. يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. He slaughters their kids. He doesn't give a damn. Are they innocent kids in bunkers? Are there innocent people in masjid? I don't care. I'm going to slaughter them. And the same Fir'aun that you see throughout history, after the Fir'aun of Bani Israel, repeat itself every single century, every single time. There's a Fir'aun of the universe, which is the Fir'aun of Bani Israel. Then you got the one who the Prophet ﷺ said is the Fir'aun of this ummah, which is Abu Jahl. He did a lot of bad things behind this ummah. Every country has a Fir'aun. Every town has a Fir'aun. Nearly every organization has a Fir'aun. يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. He slaughters the innocent and he kills and enslaves the woman. He is indeed among those who did the evil. Fir'aun. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us a story that in Sunan al-Nasa'i in Musnad Abu Ya'la, narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. He said there was a man who had so much pride, so much ego. He thought he was all that. He thought he was the superman of his time, of the time of the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ said, and you know the hadith says, it considers him among, the hadith specifically says, min fara'inat al-arab, among the Fir'auns of the Arab. He considered himself so high, meaning, that Fir'aun you see in the Quran isn't just one Fir'aun. There's plenty to come. So the Prophet ﷺ said, who's gonna go give this man da'wah to Allah? The Sahaba said, Prophet, save yourself. You don't need to give this man da'wah. He will never accept. The Prophet said, who's gonna give this man da'wah? The Prophet was always persistent, even amongst the worst of the wrongdoers. Give him da'wah. The Sahaba said, there's no use in it. Later, under the persistence of the Prophet, one Sahaba went. And he went to that man. And he told him, what do you think about the Prophet ﷺ? Believing in Allah, the Messenger of Allah. He said, the Messenger of Allah? Mocking him. Who is Allah? Is he out of gold? Or is he out of silver? Or is he made out of copper? And he started laughing. So the Sahabi went away and left him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never left the da'wah. He came back to him, sent him more people. Again, and again, and again. People thought this man who had so much ego, so much power, everyone looked up to him. Of his time, they thought, he's gone. No one can rule over him. No one can do anything over him. That's why when Allah talks about the oppressors in the Quran, he says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا. You see an oppressor, who's in his oppression, killing, annihilating, doing what he says, what he thinks he wants on his mind, regardless of what anyone says, he does all that, and the people begin to think, maybe Allah forgot about him. Allah says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا. Don't think Allah forgot about him. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ. His day is coming soon. What happened to this man when he reached his peak in oppression? When he preached his faith in talking about the Muslims, labeling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, labeling the true Muslim with labels that are haram, labeling the true Muslims with deviant descriptions, making the modernists as though they're the real Muslims. What happened to him? Allah sent him a cloud on top of him, special cloud. When Allah is going to destroy our oppressor, it's going to be decisive. A cloud on top of his head and a lightning. The hadith says a lightning bolt hits him in the middle of top of his head. That's the example of the destruction of an oppressor from on top of him. قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ. And tell him.
Tell him, O Muhammad. Tell him. He is the one who can overpower people and destroy them from on top of them, in the middle of his head. وَيُرْسِدْ. That's the reason. This story is the reason of the revelation of the verse in the Qur'an. وَيُرْسِدُ الصَّوَاعِدْ فَيُصِيبُ بِهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He sends those quakes, he sends those lightning bolts, and he can hit and destroy that which he wishes. وَيُرْسِلُ السَّوَاعِدْ فَيُصِيبُ بِهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُمْ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي اللَّهِ. They debate in Allah and in the true word of Allah. An example how Allah destroyed someone from on top of him. And you know the story of Al-Fil, which I don't have to go and tell you about. An army which was the superpower of its time. Superpower. An army, nothing could stand in front of it. Every time a tribe came to stop in front of it because he's aiming to destroy the Kaaba, he demolished them. Elephants, army, power, technology, Allah let him go. Just till he got to the Kaaba. And how did he destroy them? Pay attention, my lecturers, how Allah destroys superpowers when they reach their peak in oppression. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Pay attention and build a trend. فَتَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ. And you should remember this thought. Allah lets the person go in his oppression till he reaches his peak. He got near the Kaaba. What did Allah do to him? What did Allah do to him? Burnt with little sajid, little tiny stones, annihilated the whole army. So Shah, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? You came from Yemen, leaving nothing in front of you. You destroyed everything in front of you. I let you come over here. Now I'm going to destroy you with the little tiny thing. Little tiny sajid. If it entered in one of his body parts, it dropped the whole body part off. If it enters in his head, it comes out of his rectum. Allah destroyed him. Allah annihilated him. قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ. From on top of you. أَوْ مِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ. Or from under you. You got two examples of destruction from on top of them. Superpowers destroyed from on top of them. Look from under them. In the same surah, Surah Al-Qasas. قَارُون. إِنَّ قَارُون. كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ. قَارُون was also a partner to Fir'aun. Maybe not at the same time, towards the end of lifetime of Fir'aun, there was a man called Qarun, a multi-billionaire. Multi-billionaire. Qarun used his money to sway a people from the right path. Fir'aun used his power. Now, the Fir'aun of our ummah today uses both. Which is worse? Those Fir'aun or Qarun are the Fir'aun that we have today. What did he do, Qarun? He used to use his influence and power and money to sway people away from Musa. Then some sahihim. He said, I'm going to go pay a prostitute. And when you, he paid her. And he said, when you see Musa teaching the Torah in front of the masses of the people, go to Musa and say that pregnant baby in my stomach is from Musa. He committed adultery in me. And what? People going to believe? They're going to believe that woman. She waited until he had the masses and he opened the Torah and began to recite. And she said, look at this baby. Musa's the father of it. He's the father of it. She, Musa stood there stunned. What's he going to do? What's he going to say? Where did this woman come from? I say, Qarun had prostitutes to pay. And today we have prostitutes. The Fir'auns of today pay. Same thing. They pay to use their lands to hit a Muslim. Those are the prostitutes of today. The holy lands, the holy two shrines, are the prostitutes. The leadership of those lands are the prostitutes of today. Al-Sabah and the border around the Arabian Peninsula are the prostitutes that are paid today. Prostitutes. But you know what? This prostitute in the time of Musa had some conscience in her. The prostitutes of today, they got no conscience in them. I don't mean the prostitutes of today as a female who goes and sells her body. Their leaders who sell their honor and dignity and religion and life to the Muslim, just keep me on my throne. Do what you want, just keep me on my throne. They sell their dignity, their honor, their religion. They became slaves of the position they are in today. This woman had conscience. Musa told her, After he settled, calmed down, he said, I ask you, by the one who broke the ocean for me and rescued me in Bani Israel, am I the one who committed adultery in you? She said, no. On the spot, no. Conscience. He said, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? Why did you accuse me? She said, Qarun paid me. He said, Allahumma akhsif bihi wa bidarihi al-ard. Oh Allah, destroy in him and his wealth this earth. Allah put it in the Quran, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. He paid a prostitute to humiliate Muslims, to destroy Muslims, to label the true one a liar, to label the believer, some terms that I don't want to mention today, to label the one who's righteous an evil one. But she had conscience. Is there in the ummah someone today who has conscience like that prostitute? Allah destroyed in that big oppressor the earth. And this is an example. When Allah opens the earth and swallows him. قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The keys he had for his wealth, for his property, needed camels and horses to carry him. Just the keys to enter into his wealth. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah destroyed him when he reached his peak. And that's how Allah destroys every oppressor. That's how Allah destroys every aggressor. From on top of them, from under them, from around them. But when? And it's not a human who does it. Look at that. When they reach the peak, is it a human who goes and destroys them? Allah uses one of the smallest means that we know of to destroy them. Why? To show them, who are you? Who do you think you are? That's why we tell those who are attempting to massacre the Muslims, we got three words for you. We got a threat for you. Anyone who want to destroy and annihilate the Muslims, anyone who want to bomb and kill their innocents, we got three words for you. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Verily your Lord is watchful over him. Three words. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Verily, your Lord is watchful over them. Verse 14 of Surah Al-Fajr, you'll read it. What does verily your Lord is watchful over them mean? When Uthman was asked by someone, where is Allah? He said this verse, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. The one who asked him, another sahabi said, وَاللَّهِ he shook me up, I was never the same after that. Verily, your Lord is watchful over him. Abdullah Abu Mahmud said, when this verse is mentioned to a liar, how could he lie after that? Remind the liar of this verse, he could never lie. Remind the oppressor of this verse, because he can never oppress after that. Remind the sinner of this verse, because he will never sin after that. What does it mean? إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Let's read the Qur'an. Go back a few verses. And read the Qur'an. I'm pretty sure nearly all of you memorize the surah. It's in Juz al-Ammah. Do we read the Qur'an to analyze our problems today? You know what Allah said prior to this verse? He talks about superpowers that were destroyed. Superpowers that were destroyed. Superpowers that you probably don't even know of today. Superpowers stronger than any superpowers that can come after them. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ. Prior to this verse, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ. Do you not know what happened to Aad? What happened to Aad, ya Allah? إِرَمَ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ. Imad, you know what Imad is? Those structures, those buildings that no one of their time seen. No one on the creation seen like it. Allah says it. أَلَّتِي لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ. No one, meaning they were so advanced in technology. They were so advanced in technology. Who could beat them? They used to go to their man Hud and say, Hud, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةِ. Who's stronger than us, Hud? Don't come with your da'wah to us. Who's stronger than us? Technology? We got the technology, Hood. We got the power, Hood. We're strong physically, Hood. Who's stronger than us? Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ. Do they forget the one who created them? هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. Allah, who created them, they forget. He's stronger than him. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. What did you do to them, ya Allah? These people who bragged and killed and oppressed and thought they were the superpower of their time. What did Allah do to them? Was it a group of people who destroyed them? Was it an army who faced them? It's gotta come from Allah. It's gonna come from Allah. And Allah's gonna destroy them like He destroys every oppressor. What did Allah do to them? فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحْ Wind. Wind. Those giants who brag about being giants, come on. Come on. Stand in front of the wind. You people who have technology, stand in front of your wind. You see the superpowers today. Today. With all the technology they have. With everything they have. With all the military they have. Whoever it may be. Whatever it may be. Let Allah send a little bit of wind on them. They sit hand on hand and watching it. Get in your basement and open your windows. What are you going to do? What are you going to do when Allah is going to send the wind on them? What are you going to do when Allah sends the water and floods them? Like He did with Ad, 7 days to humiliate them. 8 nights and 7 days. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا فِي أَيَّامِ النَّحِسَاتِ In another verse, سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ 7 nights and 8 days. وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعًا كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ You know what happened to them? Those giants, physical giants, were like toothpicks flying up in the air. The wind. You can have technology. Stop the wind from killing you. Stop the wind from destroying you. Who knows Ad today? Who knows Ad today? Where's the descendants today? Allah destroyed them. Ad! Then, after Ad, Allah mentioned, وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ Thamud did just like Ad. Exactly. Bragging about their power. Bragging about those houses that you still see till today. You still see their remains today. Mountains they caved in. Their leftovers are in Arabic countries. They used to brag about that. When they reached their peak in oppression, how did Allah take them? When they're oppressed, when a nation oppressed, only awaits your destruction. When a superpower oppresses, only awaits the destruction. Not a destruction that I'm talking from a human being. A destruction that's going to come down from Ankaupa 7th sky that will annihilate them and leave no remain for them. Ad, what happened? How did Allah destroy them? You know how Allah destroyed them? The worst one, with wind and water. How about this one? With a boom. You know how you scare someone when he walks in a room and you say, boom? That's how he scared them. He put on sayha. That's what sayha means. Ha! Boom! There were God with. Allah, when Allah sends that through the angel Jibreel, He destroys the superpower. Boom! Destroys the superpower? Yes! When Allah orders that boom, it's going to destroy an oppressing superpower. Sayha. فَكَانُوا كَحَشِيمِ الْمُحْتَضَرِ They're done with. عَاد ثَمُود وَفِرْعَوْنَ The next one. وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ Again, we talked about in the beginning of Surah He comes up again, and he'll come up again, and again, in the Quran, and in life. فِرْعَوْنَ The one who says, you see the same quotes Fir'aun said for thousands of years ago. You see them repeating today in different languages. مَا أُرِيكُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَرَى In the Quran. مَا أُرِيكُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَرَى My way or the highway. You're either with me or against me. Same words. Same words. Same quotes. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى Who can compete with me? It's in the Quran. Wallahi, the quotes you see of this man, which we don't have time to go through, are the same quotes you see repeated again and again. And when those quotes are repeated, the destruction from Allah, it's going to come from Allah, is near and imminent. وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ You know what al-awtad means? Read the Quran. Learn the Quran. Learn the tafsir of the Quran. Al-awtad, military base up. Military build up. Military shields, strong power. But Fir'aun, the Awtad, he had a huge military. He thought it's going to stand against Allah. What did Allah do to him? Drowned him in the same waters he used to brag about. أَلَيْسَ لِمُنْكُمْ Do I not own Egypt? And this water flows from under me? Yes. That same water is going to flow on top of you and end you. Don't wreck. Don't oppress. To save yourself as an individual, as an organization, as a nation, you oppress, your end is near. Allah is going to let you go. حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الْأَرْضُ زُخْرُفَهَا. Until everything goes your way. You think everyone is flowing in your direction. You bought those agents over there. You got everything you wanted. You think the whole world is under your feet? وَزَيَّنَتْ وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا. The people thought they're overflowing the world. أَتَاهَا أَمْرُنَا. Then our ruling, our punishment is going to come. أَتَاهَا أَمْرُنَا. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا. We made it nothing like it was nothing before. كَأَنْ لَمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ. Please move up. أَقُولُ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُونَ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد. You want to comfort yourself when you look at the situation of the ummah? Remember what I said. They may destroy and annihilate Muslims, but when their oppression reaches peak, I say and I reiterate, it's not something going to come from a man on this earth. It's a sayha. It's a wind. Bring your technology, stop the wind. They sit and stand and watch the wind destroying their town and their superpower. Allah going to do something like that. When the masses of the ummah are dead and being killed for no reason. What's more astonishing than that is the situation of the ummah. The cowards of this ummah. You see, human rights organization saying the war on Iraq is not right and we're against it. They hold rallies. You see anti-war organization holding violent rallies. End up violent. They clash with the police, which we're not calling for. We're not calling for that kind of violence. We're saying, where's the ummah of this ummah, this Muslim, the sons of La ilaha illallah, to say something like that? The humanitarian rights, the anti-war. The Pope himself gives his Christmas speech and says that can't be. He's still sorry for the people in Iraq. And the Islamic scholars, the members around us, the members in Azra, in the Arabian Peninsula, they're mute. We need the Pope to come and defend us and stick up for us. And if someone sticks up for his brothers in Iraq, he's a radical. Why a radical? How come the human rights organization can say it's wrong? How come a prostitute who's an actress can get up and say it's wrong? And I'm ashamed to be an American, she says. And everyone looks, okay, yes, you can give. When Muslims say it, they're looked at differently. You know why? Because Muslims accepted that on themselves. Muslims accepted that on themselves. Cowards. Cowards like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Where's the scholars? Where's those organizations that claim to represent the Muslims to issue a unified statement? What's going on is wrong. That's what we need. We need that. Where are you? Where are you pro-participants who voted for the one who's going to slaughter your brothers in Iraq? Come on. Come on. You put them in position. Those who bragged about the Florida race when he won because of them, and they said, we're the one who put him in power in Florida. Come on, we need you now. Stop the massacre that's going to happen right now. Come on, step up. Where are you? Where are you? But when it comes under the hands of the kuffar, they're under their feet. When it's the blood of the Muslims, they care less about it. Where's men like Al-Izz ibn Abd al-Salam? Al-Izz ibn Abd al-Salam, a scholar of the 6th century. One time the leader was in front of him, and he's giving a khutbah. The leader was Al-Malik al-Salih Ismail. The same situation we're going through, wallahi, identical is what they went through. The leader in front of him had allied the crusaders against the Muslims. Same situation. Did Al-Izz say, I got a huge masjid, I give khutab, I'm afraid for my prestige, my lovers, my followers, they're going to oust me, they're going to stop my khutbah. He got up and he made dirt out of that leader in front of him. And he said what we say in the khutbah today at the end. You know what we say in the khutbah? You probably hear it in every khutbah. Who knows how to give a khutbah? Allahumma abrim li hadhihi al-ummah amra rushd. He's the one who said it in that first khutbah. The ummah of them began to say, oh Allah, give us something to raise the ummah. And those who try to hypocrites and to defame the ummah, put them down where they belong. He's the one who said it. He said it. As soon as he was done, he goes to prison. They took him to prison. The people roared. You taking Isa ibn Abdul Salam to prison? Al-Khatib? Al-Alaq ibn Khatib? So he freed him. He got mad and left from Damascus to Palestine. When he got to Palestine, the leader sent him people and said, all we need is an apology from you. He said, his advisors, and go kiss his hand, and you get your khutbah back. You get your money back, your salary back, your life back. He said, go tell him, well, I wouldn't let him kiss my hand, let alone me kiss his hand. You want me to kiss his hand? Well, I wouldn't let that filthy traitor who betrayed the ummah. I'm not talking only about the leaders in the Arabian Peninsula. I'm talking about those engineers and lawyers and doctors and organizations here who betrayed the ummah. They can say one word in aid of their brothers. Cowards! Walid al-Azd ibn Abd al-Salam. They took him after that and imprisoned him in a tent. They put him in a tent and he began to recite Quran and pray and make dua. Seclusion! What's my enemies gonna do to me if they imprison me? That's my seclusion with Allah. What are they gonna do to me if they kill me? They make me a martyr. What are they gonna do if they oust me? That's my tourism. I go and see other countries and see other towns and enjoy other places in this world. That's what they said. That's the heroic scholar. He stood there in the tent and he's reading Quran. Then the people around him, they had a meeting. The crusaders with that king who put him in that position. And they overheard him reading Quran. The crusaders told him, what's that? He said, you know who that is? That's the biggest scholar of my time. The one who doesn't like me working with you against other Muslims. Look what I did to him. They looked at him and they said, you did that to him? You know, if he was our scholar, he didn't say scholar, he said priest. He's trying to talk to them in the church. You know, if he was our priest, we wash his feet and drink the water from his feet. And that was the beginning of the destruction of that time. Every country, and keep this, two things I want you to keep in mind. Every town, every person, when they reach their peak in oppression, wait a destruction, not a man-made destruction. Not a man-made plan. No! You gotta let that, don't worry about that. You gotta worry about what's coming from up there. The one who can send the sayha down, and you can't send the sayha up. The one who can send the wind and air down, and you can't send nothing up. Worry about him. The second thing, we need in this ummah people who are awake, who are moved by the situation of the ummah. The Pope defends this ummah. The Pope defends this ummah. And the Muslims are cowards. Is that what you accept? Are you the sons of the heroic men, Khalid ibn al-Walid, and Abu Ubaidah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prior to them? ثم صلوا على خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين فقد أمركم الله بالصلاة والسلام عليه فقال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي واحدة صلى الله عليه بعشرة اللهم صل وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الأئمة الحنفاء أبي بكر الصديق وعمر الفاروق وذي النورين عثمان وأبو السلطين علي وعن آل بيت نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وعن أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعن الصحابة والتابعين وعنا معهم بمنك وعفوك وإحسانك يا أرحم الراحمين. Turn to Allah and repentance. When Al-Hasan al-Basri asked, they asked him, look at the situation of the Ummah, our time. He said, this is a punishment of Allah. To release that punishment away, repent to Allah. Second thing, dua. Turn to Allah and dua. May Allah protect our brothers in Iraq. May Allah protect our brothers in Kashmir. May Allah protect our brothers who are being butchered and slaughtered and massacred by another Fir'aun, Sharon. May Allah destroy him. May Allah bring an end to him sooner than later. The whole world is looking at your brothers in Palestine massacred and annihilated. No more even objections. It's done with. We used to have objections before. No more objections. Towns being massacred. Houses being knocked down. People being killed. Assassination? No one cares. وَأَقِمُ الصَّلَاةَ